it is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mama light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now, we were talking about Diane Keaton earlier. You met her, didn't you?
I did. I was really fortunate too, actually. I was at an event in Los Angeles called the Oscar Wilde Awards. And yeah, I was standing talking to a group of friends. Next to me, I looked over and Diane Keaton came over and joined our group. And she just started chatting to us. And I had a great chat to her. I was talking to her for about 20 minutes. And in my head, I was kind of going, you know, I'm talking to Diane Keaton,
yes,
star of amazing movies. But she was actually really normal as well. And we were just chatting about all things Irish. And, you know, she had Irish grandparents. So she was really interested. And then even stranger, the surreal moment got even more strange. This man and a bodyguard came over. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, what's going on here? And he was desperate to meet her and he wanted to say hello to her. And it turned out to be Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
He said hello to her. And she said, oh, why don't you meet my Irish friend? So suddenly she was introducing me to him and he was looking going, who are these people?
I'd forgotten that bit because I remember just when you came back just saying you'd met her and it was just very casual and she was just so friendly and lovely and, you know, normal.
And then I saw her at the same event the year after and she passed by and she went, hello to all my Irish friends.
Wow.
She even remembered. So she was really nice, just really, really friendly, very stylish as well. And just, you know, she just had a great way about her. So, yeah, I remember her fondly.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. I love that you know, Lin-Manuel Miranda wasn't a name then. But you can still say you met him too, Gareth, which is pretty impressive.
Exactly.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing that with us. That's the lovely Diane Keaton. You've news, lots of news for us today. We're going to start with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, so Jim Carrey is in talks to join a live action adaptation of the classic cartoon The Jetsons. Do you remember that one from years back? It was a 1960s Hanna-Barbera cartoon, which was in syndication for decades, actually. Set in the distant future. It was about the misadventures of a family in their sky homes. They had hover cars, robot servants and the likes. It included a married couple, George and Jane Jetson, their kids, their dog and a robot maid as well. So they're looking at setting this up. Jurassic World director Colin Trevorrow is in talks to direct the film and co-write the script as well. It's in early stages of development, but the fact that Jim Carrey's name is bouncing around in relation to it is probably going to, you know, push it further down the line. He, of course, starred recently in Sonic the Hedgehog, the franchise, playing across the three films. A fourth one is in the works and he's also considering that too.
Okay, very good. Now, we are looking forward to Yorgos Lanthimos' upcoming film Begonia, starring Emma Stone, famously shaved her head for this role. And this is an interesting one, Gareth. To attend this particular screening, do tell.
I know. Yeah, if you have hair, you cannot enter.
Okay.
So basically, it's obviously a good promotion that they're doing. It's an Instagram put out by Do LA's. But basically, they're saying that they're holding a special screening and attendees must be either bald or shave their heads to watch the film. They're even going to have a barber on site from sort of 6 p.m. ahead of the movie. The screening starts at 8 p.m. So basically, they're going to be filming it probably for marketing purposes as well. So it's a kind of... It's just a bit of a stunt, but at the same time, it's bringing a bit of attention.
Of
it's happening Monday night in LA. It's the fourth time, isn't it, that Emma Stone has worked with Lanthimos after previously working on The Favourite, Poor Things and Kinds of Kindness. And she plays a powerful CEO who's kidnapped and accused of being an alien. So, yeah, it's going to open the 31st of October here. So, but if you want to see it and you happen to be in LA, be prepared to shake your head.
Okay, and that's Element Pictures, of course, behind it again.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is. Producing it. So big success for them, no doubt, on the horizon.
Okay. You've lots of casting news today. George Clooney?
George Clooney and Annette Bening are going to star in Love. This is an adaptation of Amy Bloom's New York Times best-selling memoir called In Love, A Memoir of Love and Loss, directed by Paul Weitz. And it's about a story. It's a tough story because Bloom wrote about her husband who had Alzheimer's and the two of them made the decision to go to Switzerland and that he would end his life there and she struggled then to move forward as a widow. The book, it was a huge seller, was on the New York Times best-selling list, and it became one of the 100 most read books of that particular year. Weitz is a good director. He did Fatherhood most recently, and 2022's Moving On, which he co-wrote, and he's going to co-write the script with Bloom on this one as well. So if they get that cast, that's probably going to be a wonderful combination together. Clooney's got a film coming up shortly called Jay Kelly. That's Noah Baumbach's comedy. Yeah, that premiered at the Venice International Film Festival. And Benning is going to star opposite Jesse Buckley in Bride. This is Maggie Gyllenhaal's unique take on the Bride of Frankenstein story. That's going to be out in March of next year as well.
Very good. Looking forward to those. Now, some more casting news. We're going to filmmaker Ethan Coen.
Yeah, so he's made this queer trilogy recently, and you had Driveaway Dolls and Honey Don't, and now it looks like he's going to make the third film in this series. He's got Margaret Qualley and Aubrey Plaza in talks to star in it. Both of them featured in the last film as well. They've got a title for it as well. It's called Go Beavers, and the collaboration is also with his wife and longtime editor Tracy Cook as well. So this one follows a lesbian college rowing team that reunites years later, only for members to begin mysteriously dying. The film is said to be a genre work about women and nature, with comparisons to Deliverance and Walkabout. So the previous two films were made for about $20 million each. They were met with sort of mixed reviews as well, but you did have Qualley and Plaza starring in Honey Don't, so to see them coming back will probably be very helpful. Other actors that have appeared in the two films so far included the likes of Chris Evans, Pedro Pascal and Matt Damon, and Coleman Domingo as well. So yeah, good director, and obviously getting that cast will always bring attention.
Exactly. Now, with Halloween just around the corner, your next story concerns Bela Lugosi.
Bela Lugosi, and this is Leonardo DiCaprio's production company, who seem to be joining forces with Universal Pictures to develop a biopic about the legendary Hungarian actor. So Lugosi originated the iconic role of Dracula, both on Broadway adaptation and of the Bram Stoker novel, and the classic 1931 Universal horror film. Yes. So the script is by Scott Alexander and Larry Karaszewski, the writers of Tim Burton's film Ed Wood back in 1994, which, if you remember, yes, it was really good. Martin Landau played Lugosi in the movie. In fact, he went on to win an Oscar for his role as well. Yeah, they've also written the likes of The People versus Larry Flint, Man on the Moon. So they've got a really good take
Track
on these
record,
type of things. Yeah. So the new film is going to focus on a younger Lugosi, capturing his rise to become one of black and white cinema's most enduring and recognisable figures. It'll also deal with his sort of fall after declining the role of Frankenstein, which went to his rival Boris Karloff, and he never truly escaped the role of Dracula.
He
sounds
really
intriguing.
Okay, we are looking forward to the Cork International Film Festival.
Yeah, we are. So the Cork International Film Festival is coming up, its 70th edition. The full programme has been unveiled. It'll showcase nearly 75 Irish feature premieres. Do go to the website, because all tickets are available now, corkfilmfest.org. It runs from the 6th to the 16th of November. There's a wonderful lineup involved.
Yes, indeed. So much to look forward to in Cork this year. And I'm delighted to announce that Movies and Musicals will broadcast from the Cork International Film Festival in November. Saturday, the 8th of November, we'll be there from 1 o'clock. And we're going to broadcast from the MTU School of Music, the Curtis Auditorium. I'll be chatting with a great selection of the filmmakers taking part in this year's festival. And we'll have fantastic live music performances throughout the show from the students of MTU's musical theatre degree. It is free but ticketed, and all are welcome to drop in from one. So as Gareth said there, go to the Cork International Film Festival website for the Movies and Musicals live event. It's just go to the booking tickets and events, and you'll see there Movies and Musicals coming live from the MTU School of Music in the Curtis Auditorium. Looking forward to travelling to Cork. You've one more Cork story for us?
Yeah, that's the we reported there a couple of weeks ago about the Indie Cork Film Festival. It's its final edition this year. It bids farewell, but we want to say congrats to director Ronan O'Leary, who's been named the recipient of the Spirit of Indie Cork. He got the award there, and his credits include Riders to the Sea, Driftwood, The Noble Call, A Sunken Place, and he wrote the screenplay as well for Frankie Starlight. So congrats to director Ronan O'Leary.
Congrats indeed. What trailer have you chosen for us?
So Sam Raimi is back directing, and he's got a movie that is called Send Help. Take a listen to this.
I'm going to be frank with you. You are smart. I know that you are great with numbers, but I just don't think you got it. As an executive, I see no value in you. Does that make sense?
I'm sorry, what?
You know we have the Bangkok merger coming up. Prove me wrong. Oh, Linda, before you go, I forgot to mention I've received a few complaints about you.
Complaints?
Noxious odors.
The coast joined the land of the living.
How long?
You been out? Day and a half?
Have you tried making a distress signal? Or a bigger fire?
I was busy trying to keep us alive.
But getting us out of here, that should be your focus. Not being Susie Homemaker over here.
What did you just say to me?
Let's not forget, I'm your boss. You work for me.
I'm not in the office anymore, Bradley.
Oh, I like the sound of that. The voice of Rachel McAdams there at the end of the trailer there for Send Help looks good, Garrett.
Yeah, what you don't see, obviously, with just hearing the clip, it starts off in the office place where you get this sense that Dylan O'Brien's character is an awful boss and he's treating her terribly. Then they're going on this trip, but of course, they're the only survivors of a plane crash. And on the island, they must overcome past grievances and work together to survive. But ultimately, it's a battle of wills and wits to make it out alive. As I said, Sam Raimi directs and a really good cast to it. Do check out the trailer. It's out January in the new year, so we look forward to
it. Okay, very good. New releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to start with The Roof Man.
So, John, I understand you work for the government.
So it's a little classified, so.
I never knew we had an intelligence unit here in Charlotte.
Oh, are you law enforcement?
Yes, I am.
Wow, that's amazing.
Police believe The Roof Man may still be in the area.
You got to leave tonight. I'm kind of just say, oh, I was laid low. I need you to really think about who you talk to.
You just look like this all the time.
Tell me what's going on. Right now.
Who do you want to be, Jeff?
That is The Roof Man, and both Channing Tatum and Kirsten Dunst getting great reviews for it.
Yeah, and this is based on a sort of unbelievable true story where it follows Jeffrey Manchester, a former army ranger and struggling father, who actually turns to robbing McDonald's. It's also got Juno Temple, Peter Dinklage and Lakeith Stanfield starring in the movie as well. So that's Roof Man. Good cast there.
Yeah.
And lots of movies this week. Shall I go through some of them for you?
Well, we've Colin Farrell on the big screen, haven't we?
We do, yeah, in Ballad of a Small Player. And this is a high-stakes gambler decides to lay low in Macau after his past and debts catch up with him. Along the way, encounters a kindred spirit who might just hold the key to his salvation. Edward Berger is directing this one. Tilda Swinton also starring in it as well. That one's called Ballad of a Small Player. Luca Guadagnino is directing After the Hunt. This is a gripping psychological drama about a college professor, played by Julia Roberts, who finds herself at a personal and professional crossroads when a star student, Ayo Edebiri, levels an accusation against one of her colleagues, played by Andrew Garfield, and a dark secret from her own past threatens to come into the light.
Yeah, I saw this one during the week, and I mean, I love, like, Luca Guadagnino's Call Me By Your Name, I really liked this. Yeah. Do you know what? It starts off very well. There's a really good cast. I loved the cast. I'd say I enjoyed about the first two thirds. Sadly, the final third just kind of loses the plot completely. You know, one of those films that you think it's going to end about five times. It's like they couldn't decide, and it kind of peters out, which is a bit of a shame because it started off very well, I thought, but always lovely to see such great acting, certainly on the big screen. That is After the Hunt. Now we have Black Phone 2.
Yeah, we've got a little bit of everything this week, really, when you think about it. So if you like your horror, 4 years ago, 13-year-old Finn killed his abductor and escaped, becoming the sole survivor of the Grabber. But true evil transcends death, and the phone is ringing again. Ethan Hawke, Mason Thames, Madeleine McGraw star in The Black Phone 2. I said we have a little bit of everything, because for kids, we've got Gabby's Dollhouse, which is on the big screen now. And Gabby and Grandma's road trip take an unexpected turn when Gabby's prized dollhouse ends up with an eccentric cat lady called Vera. We've also got Good Fortune, This is about a struggling man who gets his life swapped with his wealthy friend by a mystical force. We've seen this sort of plot before. Yeah. He inherits his friend's lavish lifestyle while his friend experiences his. Seth Rogen, Zee Ansari, Kiki Palmer, Sandra Oh, and Keanu Reeves all starring in that one. Solomon's Story. This is set over a tense 48 hours about an asylum seeker who races through the streets of Paris delivering food as he awaits his asylum interview, which will decide whether or not he will be granted residency. And then there's a documentary feature on the big screen, Gerry Adams, A Ballymurphy Man. This is a documentary about the veteran politician who reflects on 60 years of Northern Ireland activism from prisoner to statesman. That's your selection.
That's quite a selection this week, as you say. Thanks indeed, Garrett. And finally, you always leave us with a TV movie. What have you chosen?
Well, this one for the palate is about a wealthy fine dining aficionado and his unimpressed girlfriend are among the guests at a dinner party overseen by a celebrity chef. As the meal unfolds over several courses, it becomes apparent that their host has sinister plans for all in attendance. Ralph Fiennes, Anya Taylor-Joy, Nicholas Hoult, all star in The Menu, which is serving up on Channel 4 tonight at 9 p.m.
It is a good one. Ralph Fiennes is super in it. Good choice. That's The Menu, Channel 4, 9 p.m. tonight. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.